Talks with Ollie, where we talk about my big brain and how much I love pickles. My name is Ollie, and this is my meemaw. Can I have a pickle now?
What is the coolest thing in the whole world?
Pickles.
Pickles. Okay, so here I am today talking with Ollie about pickles. Because pickles are where it's at, apparently. Yeah. And this is our introduction to Talks with Ollie. Right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
8.
You're 8. 8 years old. And how long have I known you?
8 years.
Oh, since your little head popped out and you started screaming. I guess that's what happens.
That's why I said it. I 8 years, because you met me when I was born.
I guess that's what happens when meemaws are there when you're born, right?
I'm so excited.
You're like, oh my God, there she is. There's my meemaw. Yay! Actually, you didn't look happy at all, and you had a really, really bad cone head. A really, really bad cone head. Oh, I bet you don't remember that day.
I kind of do.
Do you? What do you remember about that day?
I was in a hospital. Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to explain.
Explain it as best you can.
I can't really explain it at all.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to explain it.
What is
your earliest memory, do you think?
When I was 3 and my third birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, remember you used to have a like playground / amusement park? Park area?
An adventure park?
Yeah.
Yes, me and Mel used to be in an adventure park.
That's where I remember having my fourth birthday.
Yeah, I think it was probably your third, because you were still pretty tiny.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I was like this.
Yeah.
I was like this.
Yeah. What do you remember? What do you remember about it?
I think a dog licked me and I got hives.
And you got hives?
Wow. Yeah, back then I was allergic to dogs. Did you know that?
How would you even remember that? I don't remember that.
I was just about to say me either, but then I'm talking about it.
That's right.
I can barely remember it, so it kind of makes sense to say me neither.
So that's your earliest memory that you remember ever was your birthday party?
No, my earliest memory is when someone fed me peanut butter cookie and I went to the hospital.
Oh my goodness.
Remember when my mom called you? She was like, Ollie can't breathe.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
And you were there with your mom?
Yes.
I think you were.
That's the earliest memory I could remember ever in my entire life.
You weren't even a year old, I don't think. Maybe you were. We'd have to ask your mom. I just remember her phoning me instead of an ambulance.
Yeah, which was weird because I turned purple.
I know. She panicked. What can you say? She panicked. What do you want to talk about now?
My big brain.
Say that again.
I think that other people's spirit make other people's spirit, because if there wasn't any, like, my ancestors made my other ancestors, and then made you, and then made my mom, and then made me. So every people that was before me, I have their spirit too. Like.
Right. So part of them is in you. Each part of them is inside.
Yeah,
of you.
Each
makes who you are.
Each little bit of other people that made me be able to happen. Mm-hmm. What is what makes my spirit my spirit?
So then how are there, you said that there were other people in the world that have your spirit.
Yeah, because sometimes other people, with that, like doctors sometimes, like, you know how doctors help people, like, have babies? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the babies have the doctor's spirit because they help them be alive. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Like, if someone helps you be alive, then that makes you who you are. People who are there for you.
People who brought you into this world, even the doctor and the nurses.
And that car alarm.
That car alarm helped bring you into this world.
Okay. No, I'm just being silly.
How about the pickle you just ate?
Actually, pickles is a part of my spirit. Because if I didn't know what... Because if pickles weren't a thing... Half of me, I wouldn't be me. Because yes. I love pickles.
You're half pickle.
I'm a half spider, half quarter pickle.
What's the other pickle, or the other quarter?
My human being self.
Okay. So half spider, quarter pickle, and the rest is your human being
self. Yes.
Okay.
Like, it's like a giant cube of personality. It's like a Rubik's Cube. One side, like, it's like a 3D cube. Each side is a part of my personality.
Okay.
So,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Math.
Mm-hmm.
Is what my spirit's. Yeah. Science.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no. What? Why am I saying different subjects? School.
You like school all together.
Yes.
Okay. So school.
Besides the things that are too easy for me, like 1 + 1,
mm-hmm.
or like. Rhyming words.
Well, what's like 244 plus 92?
I need a piece of paper for that.
Do you?
Yes. Paper is what of my spirit. If I didn't have paper, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to learn algebra. And I wouldn't be able
You'd
to...
You'd probably still learn it just in your brain.
No, I would have to be in grade... 5, 6.
Mm.
I wouldn't be 3 years early schedule.
Early schedule.
The 3 yeah. years on the schedule.
Hmm. So what else?
What
else is going on in that brain of yours?
Everything.
So many things.
Everything. Technically, your mind is nothing and everything at the same time.
Huh.
Just like how an egg hatches. You don't let... And, like, if an egg has multiple ways to hatch, it is all of them and none of them at the same time. Because you don't know which one it is. But since it hasn't hatched, it's all of them because it all has to form into one thing. But also, it's none of them because it's all still in the egg. Do you know what I mean?
Not even close. You have to break it down more than that.
I can't break it down more than that.
It's like, what came first, the chicken and the egg?
It's like, if...
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg.
How? Because then how would the egg be there without a chicken?
Mm-hmm.
And then how would the chicken be there without an egg? Do you see what I mean? That's all, folks.
Wait, you were recording this?